DJ, as long as it didn't need a, you used to a new system, new places to go. We're talking to DeMarcus the other day. He said he got a little lost.
Yeah, I got a little lost too, but you know, it's all coming along. It's going to take some time. Just right now, trying to learn the defense, get acquainted with my teammates, and you know, get this cohesion down.
How you just adjusting to the altitude?
Oh man, the first few days was tough, you know, but I'm used to it now. My breathing's good, and I've been working hard, and you know, I think our team goal, you know, we're working towards it now. It's gonna come along soon.
Did you coming in from the outside and just kind of seeing the feeling that this defense has based on the last game that they played, can you feel that and sense the dissatisfaction with how the season ended?
You know, right now it's still a hunger. You know, you can tell that it was a bad taste in the team's mouth from last year, and you know, everybody's looking to improve and to get better. And you know, the goal is to win that Super Bowl. So we're working really hard right now.
Can you feel the difference coming into a place with a team that was just in the Super Bowl with those same expectations versus a place like Cleveland, which you know wasn't as close to a championship?
There's definitely a difference. But you know, we worked hard in Cleveland, but I think there's just a different kind of mindset here. There's a different mindset. There's a different aura around here, and you can tell by you know, the way the team is working and you know, how we're preparing.
Malik was saying once in a while in the weight room, somebody will yell out the point differential between the Super Bowl and say, you know, just kind of remember what it was like.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little added motivation, you know, when you're preparing and working. And, you know, there's so many leaders on this team. That's what's so great about it. You know, there's not just one, two, or three guys. You know, everybody, you know, has their leadership qualities, and, you know, it comes out when we're working.
Boss, you talk about getting acquainted with your teammates. Early impressions on Raheem Moore?
Oh, Raheem, you know, he's a young, smart, talented player. You know, he works hard, and he's very hungry. You know, he got hurt last year. You can tell that, you know, he's trying to bounce back from that and have a great season this year.
What do you feel confidence plays? How big is that for the safety position and what you and Raheem will do?
I think you have confidence at whatever position you play, you know, and whatever you do, you want to be successful, you have to have confidence. And, you know, this is definitely a confident defense, and you can tell it's very talented, but, you know, talent doesn't get you everywhere. You know, you need the hard work, the preparation, the dedication, and, you know, we have that here.
How about the communication between you and Raheem and also the other DBs? Is that something you can work on now in meetings, or is that going to be once you get on the practice field?
I mean, we can work on it a little bit now, but most of that is going to come when we get on the field and start doing more team activities and, you know, actually seeing the plays and seeing how things develop and just knowing each other. That's going to come with time.
You said a couple weeks ago you thought this defense could be one of the best, if not the best. Why so? What about this group?
I think just the players we have here, the mindset that, you know, the players have as individuals, you know, you bring that together with that whole team philosophy, and, you know, that's usually how it happens. And you can see, you know, glimpses of that just during the workouts. We haven't got on the field yet, and I'm, you know, eager to see how, you know, things come together when we get on the field. But talent-wise, definitely there.
How do you like Luke and the strength staff? I know that sometimes people say it's a different way of doing things.
Yeah, it's different, but it's a great program. I like the things we're doing right now. It's definitely very challenging, and we're getting a lot out of it. So, you know, I'm very happy with what we're doing in the weight room and as far as conditioning right now.
In your experience, what is the key to creating turnovers?
I think you got to work at turnovers. You know, it comes some, you know, sometimes turnovers just happen, but in practice, stripping the ball, tackling, you know, getting pressure to the quarterback, making errant throws, things like that. But, you know, I think getting that habit of just working the ball in practice and you know, interceptions, they're going to come with, like I said, pressure on the quarterback and just good coverage. But the other type of turnovers like fumbles and things like that, you got to work at during practice.
In a league where passing becomes so prevalent, people talk about cover. You like to hit. What is it about laying the wood on guys that's so appealing to you that you do as good as anyone in that position?
I think it just comes natural. I've always kind of been this way since I started playing, and it's a mindset and mentality, and that's just the way you have to approach it. Whatever is your strong suit, you know, you have to work at it, and if you want to be the best, you can keep working. But you know, I think it's just something that I've been blessed, you know. It comes natural.
We're used to seeing Champ Bailey out here. He's the leader for years and years. He's gone. Who fills that void? Is it leadership by committee, or how does it go about that?
You know what? You know, leaders aren't usually chosen. They usually arise. So that's basically what's going to happen through these next couple of weeks and going into camp. But, you know, you see definitely guys stepping up in the weight room and meetings, and more of that will show up when we get out here on the field and start playing together.
What have you taken and learned from the film study and the coaching you've gotten so far?
Just trying to learn a defense, trying to get comfortable with it. You know, it takes time. Usually you're not going to come in and just learn the defense. It's a bunch of different terminology you have to learn and different techniques. But for the most part, it's similar to what we ran last year in Cleveland. But, like, all the terminology is different. So that's what I'm trying to learn right now.
You've met a lot of your defensive teammates, obviously. Have you had a chance to get to know guys on offense?
No, not really. We haven't seen the offense too much. We're working different times, so we really don't see them. But I met a few of the guys.
When you play for a team that has such a high-powered offense, how can that work to your defense's advantage? Even though sometimes defense gets overshadowed, how can it work to your advantage when you're on a team with an offense like this?
I mean, when you have a team that's scoring like, you know, this offense does, it kind of makes the other teams one-dimensional because they have to try to keep up, you know, so you know the passes are going to come. You know, they got to throw the ball downfield just to try to keep up, and, you know, that allows us to make more plays on the back end and, you know, get more sacks and turnovers.
Is that a feeling to you when you got here, the Manning factor? What brought you here so quickly that it happened so quickly?
It wasn't just the Manning factor, but it was everything that, you know, the team and the organization had to offer. But I like, you know, the pieces that were already here defensively and offensively. And after I signed, you know, the additions like Ware, Emmanuel, and Tlaib, so, you know, it kind of all came together.
With the schedule, at least, is it not hard to look at the schedule, get excited about it, especially with the Colts in prime time?
You know what? I haven't played too many prime time games in my career, so I'm definitely excited to get on that prime time stage. And, yeah, you know, you see who you playing. You got friends on different teams, so you make some phone calls and talk a little trash here and there. But I'm definitely looking forward to this season.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, boss.